All right, in studio with me are from Mortified Chicago, Marnie Shore, who's been on the show talking about food and stuff like that for the takeout. Hi, Marnie.
Hey, how are you?
And for the first time on the show, Annie Kaler. Hi, Annie.
Hello.
Tell us about Mortified. I know about it, and actually, if regular listeners who've been listening for years, I've had Mortified people on the show over the years. I love it. I think it's great. Tell people about Mortified.
Sure. Mortified is a live stage show. It is also a podcast, and it is a Netflix series, and it stars people reading aloud the things that they wrote as children and adolescents,
right.
Whether that's journals or bad song lyrics or sappy poetry, and they dig it out of their closets and they find it and they perform it for all of us, and we all like to share the shame mm-hmm. together.
Yeah. It's lovely. I've been to a bunch of the live performances. I've had people on over the years to talk about it. I think it's just such a great concept. I mean, obviously the series on Netflix is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's so funny to have people get up on stage and share this ridiculous stuff that we did when we were kids, and it is cathartic.
Oh yeah.
And it's also really funny, and we can laugh at ourselves and laugh at other people. And I think it takes a lot of courage to get up on stage and do that. That's the one thing that I find. So we're going to talk about a special show that you guys are doing. It's the Mortified Doomed Valentine's Show, which is happening tomorrow at Sleeping Village on Belmont. And we're going to talk all about that. You guys are a perfect fit for the anti-Valentine's Day
perfect.
Show. Okay, we'll talk more with Marnie and Annie here on 720 WGN as the Nick DeGilio Show continues. Yes, it does. The Nick DeGilio Show continues on 720 WGN. Valentine's Day is about 44 minutes away, and it sucks. So we're doing the 23rd. This is my 23rd annual anti-Valentine's Day show. We'll talk a little bit later on why we hate Valentine's Day. And if you want to share any of your stories, it's 312-981-7200. Joining me in studio is Marnie Shure and Annie Kaler from Mortified Chicago. And you're doing a Mortified Doom Valentine's Day show tomorrow night,
yes.
Starting at 8 o'clock, Sleeping Village at 3734 West Belmont. Again, Mortified is where people go up on stage and read some of the stuff that they wrote or drawings that they did when they were a kid or a teenager. Sometimes it's film. It's a multimedia thing about getting up on stage and purging yourself about the embarrassing things that you did when you were a kid. And it's a wonderful thing. You can follow it. You can watch it on Netflix. And it's just become this thing. We were talking about the origins of it. It started in L.A., is that
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, 18 years ago.
18 years ago. And now it's how many cities?
17 cities.
That's amazing.
Around the entire world, too, which is really cool.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's universal.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody is embarrassed by what they did when they were 14, you know? There's just no question about it. So why don't you tell me about, Annie, tell me about the Doom Valentine's Day show.
So tomorrow is the Doom Valentine's show, so it's all about our worst experiences with
awesome.
Love when you're in, like, middle school, high school. So we have love letters. We have a
it's gonna be so
beautiful love song that was written and recorded. We have just people pining after everyone in their lives who did
comic strips.
Oh, somebody did a comic strip?
Oh, yeah. It covers everything,
yeah.
which is incredible. And also, like, makes me feel better about all of the love letters I wrote in middle school and delivered.
Yeah, yeah. And that, so how many people are involved?
We have five performers?
Yeah, five or six performers.
Oh, yep.
And, and we have several producers, each of whom works with the performers mm-hmm. to get their stories in tip-top embarrassing shape.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've been to many of the Mortified shows, and it's just delightful. It really is. It taps into something that everybody can feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I think it works so well. And we've all had crappy relationships in the past, especially when you're a kid, especially when you're in high school. It's ridiculous. Now, have either of you ever gone up on stage and done a Mortified?
I haven't yet. I want to so badly. I wrote rough drafts of all of the love letters that I sent, and I know that I have them. I just tucked them away so deep that I haven't found them yet.
Yeah.
But I'm searching for them.
So you wrote multiple love letters.
Oh, every boy that I had an eye on.
I wrote a love letter too. And because I'm a writer, I would write drafts and I would like cross things out and like pick the perfect word and then I would decorate it and deliver it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Wow. Yeah. You overthought it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit.
let's get both your backgrounds. You know, Marnie, you've been on the show before. But Annie, what's your background? You said you were a writer?
Yeah. So I'm a writer and editor. I was freelancing for a while. Now I'm at Leo Burnett. As an editor.
Ooh.
I know. It's a very recent thing.
Well, I was getting the golf clap from Tom. Very nice.
I'm very excited to talk
That's
about
awesome.
It.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a nice job
it's
right there.
It's so fun. And I was just talking to Marnie about it. I loved freelancing, but I also love being around people.
Yeah. So it's also nice to have insurance and stuff.
That's how I announced it to all my friends.
Right.
I have health insurance for the first time in a year.
Isn't that fantastic?
I'm not terrified of every time I leave my house.
Yeah. I felt that way when they gave me the full-time gig here. I was like, I got health insurance.
Yeah, like I can do anything.
This is fantastic.
I got dental. I'm going to go to the dentist
exactly.
for the first time in 2 years. So buck wild. That's crazy time.
No, it's so funny because, you know, like I'm in my 50s now. And so, you know, that kind of stuff, when you're in your 20s, yeah, whatever, I'm indestructible. It doesn't matter. What I don't have health insurance, whatever. But you hit that 40 mark, and you're like, man, I got
scared.
Out of bed, and I pulled my back standing up. You know, that kind of stuff happens. We're talking with Marnie Scherr and Annie Kaler from Mortified Chicago. Their show, Mortified Doom Valentine's Show, is happening tomorrow night. Tell me about I've never heard of the venue, Sleeping Village at 3734 West Venue. West Venue, West Belmont. What about Sleeping Village?
Well, it's in Avondale, and it is a bar and venue for different stage shows and things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm. It's got a cool name.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I haven't been there either.
Oh.
Yeah, it's our first time there, and our next show is there, too.
So you got two shows there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Marnie, have you done the Mortified?
I have. I have been a Mortified presenter on three separate occasions.
Ooh. Well, you got a checkered past.
Yeah. A lot of things to get through. You know what? When your piece is embarrassing enough, they just ask you to do it again.
Oh,
so
I have
performed it in Chicago and L.A. I think it might have even been too embarrassing for the L.A. crowd.
Oh,
it was
wow.
not glamorous enough. Just kidding. They're very accepting.
Okay, well, what was it? What happened? What did you share?
I was a 14-year-old who loved God, hated smokers, and was always mad at my sister.
The Holy Trinity.
That's right. And so
What was it about smoking? I mean, it's oh, you know, gosh. It's a terrible habit, and it's not attractive. I don't think. I used to smoke. By the way, here's a little Mortified thing. You want to hear something Mortified?
Please.
I quit nicotine and caffeine on the same day.
No.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I was a real pleasure to be around.
Yikes.
Yeah, I haven't. It's been 17 years, I think, since I quit smoking and quit the caffeine.
And now you drink a lot of milk, right?
I drink a lot of milk.
Milk and beef jerky.
The last time Marnie was here, Marnie, by the way, tell everybody about The Takeout real quick.
Oh, yeah. I'm editor-in-chief of a food website called The Takeout. You can find it at thetakeout.com. And it's all about food and how food is delicious. So we came on here to do a milk taste test a few weeks ago.
Yes. It was oat milk. We did an oat milk taste test.
Fake milk, right?
Fake milk. That's not the real. As soon, you know, it was funny because it was like a blind taste test. And as soon as I tasted the actual real dairy milk, I went, this is the real stuff.
Yeah, you were too much of an expert in milk.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm single. I live alone. I go through a gallon of milk a week. I'm not.
It's impressive, though.
I'm not kidding. I've been a milk drinker my whole life. I don't know why. It's just, you know.
Well, it's cheaper than cigarettes.
It is certainly cheaper.
True.
Yeah, that's the reason I quit. I quit smoking when cigarettes hit $5 a pack. I went, that's it.
Yeah,
how much is it now?
Now.
Like, how much is it for a pack of smokes now? Like $12?
Some places I've seen
12
signs.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, 12 if you're lucky. It's usually around like $14.
You're kidding.
$14 for a pack of cigarettes.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that's even in the suburbs.
That's ridiculous.
I checked in Oak Park at Christmas time, and I said, I saw like $14 a pack, and I gasped, and the cashier said, are you not from around here or something?
Yeah.
I was like, no, I just never looked because I'm not a smoker.
It's funny because I watch Dazed and Confused, the movie. I watch that probably monthly. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. And every time they stop at the gas station or the liquor store to get the booze while they're driving in the car, they walk past the sign. It's like 63 cents for a pack of smokes.
Wow. Different world.
So, all right. So you hated smoking. You loved God and you yeah. bugged your sister.
That's right. And I caught my sister smoking and I journaled about it very angrily. and life was confusing.
And you were how old at this? 14?
14, 15.
Okay.
And I think that the anger and resentment in the journal is really what kind of made it a segment for Mortified. And, you know, and the audience, I think, understands, like, just having this latent anger that has to go somewhere.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
as a teenager, you've got this
There's
anger.
So much emotion at all times.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, as a teenager, your hormones are going nuts anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You just channel it into anger about your sister.
That's so
into anger
funny.
About smoking. And
yeah. And then I wrote some angry poetry as well.
Oh, God,
and it was
so beautiful.
Yeah. Like angry anti-capitalist poetry. And it's
not to give away. If you don't want to give away your age, but what era are we talking about? Because it might put some things into perspective.
Sure, you know, a lot of this was happening in like 2002.
Okay,
and I was talking a lot about. I casually referenced the war.
Oh
a lot.
Yeah, of course you did.
You know, like because that didn't matter to a teenager. Smoking mattered to a teenager much more than
right.
any impending conflict
right.
and. So that was definitely kind of a funny contrast to find later as an adult. I certainly didn't realize it at the time.
Yeah.
And that's what Mortified's all about, is finding those threads later in your life.
God. Marnie Shore and Annie Kaler from Mortified Chicago are here, and we're talking about the Mortified Doomed Valentine's show, which you can see tomorrow night at Sleeping Village at 3734 West Belmont. It's 21 and over. I just want to make sure people know that. But everybody has, you know, the skeletons in the closet.
Oh, yeah.
And Mortified's been around 18 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy cool. And how long has the Chicago faction been going on? I know it's been a lot of years because I've had people on in the past.
It has. I mean, certainly several years at this point. I'm not sure exactly how many.
Yeah.
But it always attracts a sold-out crowd because
yeah.
I think that people just connect to it so much.
Completely.
It makes us all feel better.
Oh, man. I mean,
who we are.
I can't even think of the stuff that I would do when I was 14 or 15 or something like that. It's just
sometimes
absurd.
You don't want to.
I had a very weird sort of, like, my later teenage years in terms of, like, the romantic teenage years were weird.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a very weird relationship. It's a very unusual one. When I was like 17 or 16, I started dating my manager at McDonald's.
Oh, who, power dynamics.
Who was 21 and had a kid.
Oh, my.
And I'm not. I know. I see the look on your face. I see the look on your face. I was a 16-year-old kid with a 21-year-old girlfriend who had a 4-year-old daughter. And we stayed together for 5 years.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So
it was a lot to deal with as a 16-year-old.
You know, I look back at it and I'm like, what was wrong? What was wrong with this woman? Well, what was wrong with? Well, I was like 16, and
yeah,
you know,
you
I was like,
better.
Yeah,
an
you know?
Older woman.
And my friends loved it because, like, whenever there was like for prom, she bought booze. She was able she was able to get booze for everybody.
Yeah.
So I was the king, man. And she's like, yeah, you got a 21-year-old girlfriend who can buy booze, you know. But, you know, you look back at it and I'm like, man, how unhealthy kind of a relationship is that? And, you know, she was my girlfriend. Like, she would come over for Christmas and bring her daughter. And it was just this thing. So I had a very unconventional, you know, like, at least that part from, like, 16 to, we dated for 4 years, I think. 16.
Did you
to
journal about it? Do you have love letters?
No, you know what? She wrote love letters to me. I was not a big love letter writer. But, yeah. So that's not a relationship that's normal. So I would not share that at Mortified because I think people would be mortified. So, all right. So we're talking with Marnie Shore and Annie Kaler from Mortified Chicago. If you would like to jump in with Mortified stuff, stuff that you had when you were a teenager, stuff that you did, 312-981, if you want to share, talk or text, 312-981-7200. The Nick DiGiulio Show continues here on 720. Yeah. Nick DiGiulio Show here on 720 WGN. It's the 23rd annual Anti-Valentine's Day show. After midnight, Kurt Braunholder is going to join us. He's a really hilarious guy. He's at Zany's this weekend. We're going to talk about breakup movies. We're going to talk about breakup songs. It's anti-Valentine's Day, so if you want to share any of that stuff. We're going to do a beef jerky beef stick taste test. That's a very Valentine's Day thing, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Marnie Schur and Annie Kaler from Mortified Chicago are with us. They have a show tomorrow night, February 14th on Valentine's Day, at Sleeping Village, which is at 3734 West Belmont. It's the Mortified Doomed Valentine's Day show. Very excited for you, for everybody to come out and see it. And Mortified... for people who just tuned in, Mortified is this show where people go up on stage and read from their journals or share what they were thinking or artwork or anything like that that they were doing when they were like a teenager or a kid that you're all mortified about. And that's what it's about. By the way, that song, Tom Hush is my producer. Tom, that Nazareth song that you just played, Love Hurts. I was watching this countdown show on the Access TV. It's like the best of countdown show, and they did the best breakup songs of all time, and that was on the list. And they showed vintage footage of Nazareth performing it, and at different venues. And at every venue, the lead singer would perform it with just a jean jacket, no shirt. I don't know if that was wow. his costume on stage. If at every it seems to me, I guess at every Nazareth show, the lead singer would come out with just a jean jacket on. But it was the 70s. So that he could, I bet he watches that footage and is mortified. 630 sends in a text, and if you want to text us or call us and send your, you know, share your mortified stuff, 312-981-7200. Hi, I love this mortified idea. Can someone read from their teenage journal? I had major teen angst. That's a big one, right? The journals.
Oh yeah. That's, I would say, like a big bulk of it.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah. And especially, you know, I mean, you do Mortified year round. You do a bunch of shows year round. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about that. But there's something especially mortifying about, you know, love when you're a kid and a teenager. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
You can't even articulate it yet, but you are infatuated with it.
Yeah.
And you can't think of anything else.
And it feels like the end of the world in a way that nothing else has so far, which is so hard to grapple with at the time.
Yeah. I had a crush on a girl when I was, I don't know, maybe third grade, fourth, fifth grade, something like that. I was a kid. And I remember her name was Valerie. And I thought she was adorable and I really had a big crush on her and stuff. And so she agreed to like hold hands with me. And so it was just a big deal, man.
Yeah.
And so I held hands with her and then, you know, I completely fell in love with her. And just fell completely in love with her. And so I wrote her a note. And I can't remember what I wrote on it, but I remember I folded it and I drew a picture of a heart on it.
Yes.
And with an arrow pointing next to it that said, boom, boom.
Wow.
And that's what I gave her. I gave her the note. She, like about a week later, she's holding hands with another guy or another kid. Yeah. And I was
Valerie.
Devastated.
Oh, heartbreaking.
I was devastated. But yeah, her name was Valerie. I don't wonder what she's
heartbreaker.
Doing now. Yeah, no, she was a heartbreaker.
Still breaking hearts, probably.
I guess that was like third grade or something. So I don't know. How old are you in third grade?
Like nine, maybe?
That sounds about right.
If only you had still had that note.
Yes.
We could read it on stage.
I gave it to her. I'm sure she probably threw it in the garbage. I drew the heart on it. I remember that. I don't remember the content of the letter itself, but I drew a heart and wrote boom boom on it with an arrow pointing to the heart in case she didn't know what that meant.
Wow.
Where's the boom boom coming from?
Yeah.
Need the arrow.
What's that going on? So what are some of your teenage years, your romantic teenage years? Were they embarrassing?
Yeah. The one that stands out most, and I wasn't the big culprit in it, but I had a boyfriend. I think I was a freshman, so I was way too old for this to be okay.
So you were 14 then?
Yeah. And I never spoke to him in person because I was terrified. And I would see him and I would dart away. But for some reason, we would talk on the phone every single night until like 2 in the morning. And my mom would always get so pissed about it.
Yeah.
And we would tell each other how much we loved each other. And then one day, he made a joke that he was going to make a t-shirt that said how much he loved me. And at the time, Twilight was a big thing.
Oh, man.
And that was my favorite thing in the world.
Oh, man.
I show up to school as a freshman, and someone runs up to me and says, "Are you Annie?" And I said, "Yes." And they said, Ben has a shirt that says, I love Annie on it. You need to see this. And somehow I found him, but like still wouldn't speak to him. And it said, I love Annie on the front, and on the back said, and so the lion fell in love with the lamb, which is a quote from Twilight that he absolutely did not understand what it meant.
Oh, no.
Wait, Tom just lost his mind. Tom just lost his mind. Tom's 26 years old, so...
There you go. Yeah, he understands
that. Yeah,
I do. All too well.
I have no idea what any of that means.
Oh, it was the worst. His parents then found out that he like took their credit card to buy this T-shirt. They were upset. All of my friends were like, he's gonna kill you. Like, this isn't okay. But in the back of my mind, I was like, that was so romantic.
Oh, that's so funny.
And then we continued dating.
Oh, that is.
And I broke up with him on Facebook Messenger.
Oh,
did sorry.
You?
Oh, all of
it. Did you finally speak to him at all, ever? Did you make physical contact with him at any stage of the...
I think we went to a movie and he did the like stretch and reach. But I was sitting back really far, so he just kept punching my shoulder until I moved. And that was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was the extent of the physical contact.
I went on a trip for a week in the summer and was like, I'm sorry, the distance is too much.
Distance and the time.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. Yeah. That is a fantastic story.
Thank you.
It's Marnie Shore and Annie Kaler. Annie, who just shared something really mortifying here on the show.
Yeah,
mortified.
I shouldn't have done that.
Mortified Chicago. The Mortified Doom Valentine's Day show is tomorrow. Sorry, it's tomorrow night at Sleeping Village on Belmont. If you want to join us with your mortified memories of being a teenager or a kid, romantic ones too, or anti-romantic ones, 312-981-7200. Here we got a call. Here's Nancy on WGN.
Hello.
Yeah. So, hi,
hello.
Nancy. Hi. Go ahead.
How are you?
All right. What's up?
Well, I was in college, and I was desperately in love with this gentleman by the name of George. And we were all standing around in the commons area, you know, where everybody gathered. And I was just kind of sidling up next to him to see if I could get closer to him. And he finally talked to me. And I'm only 5'2", and he was about 6'4".
Oh, wow.
And I'm looking up at him all dreamy-eyed and everything. And he said, Nancy. And I said, yes, George. And he said, would you do me a favor? And I said, anything, George. He said, would you finish blowing your nose? I'm 71 years old and I still remember that incident.
That is great.
That's incredible.
Someone left a lasting impression.
Oh, man. What,
yes,
what a,
he did.
What a suave gentleman right there.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's he was something.
Nancy, that's funny. Thanks a lot for the call.
Sure.
All right,
bye-bye.
Have a good morning. 312-981. What if you finish blowing your nose?
My God.
It doesn't get more romantic than that.
No.
It really doesn't. 312-981-7200, talk or text if you want to share any of your mortified memories of being a teen. You mentioned, Annie, that you guys are doing more shows. Tell us a little bit about what's coming up.
Yeah, so our next show is Mortified Mommy Dearest on Mother's Day, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure my mom will probably show up to that one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's May 10th, also at Sleeping Village, and it's at 7 p.m. Definitely get your tickets as soon as you can, because this one is now sold out, and it sold out pretty fast.
Yeah.
So they go on sale on Friday at Sleeping Village, or sleeping-village.com.
Sleeping-village.com.
Yes.
So that's the website. You can check it out. Check out the venue and get your tickets there. That's really great. Mommy Dearest.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Very ominous.
Yeah. So is it going to be from both sides? So are you going to have mothers telling their stories and then daughters or sons telling their stories about their relationships with their mom?
Oh, I certainly hope so. We conduct screenings in advance of each show where we sort of hammer out who's going to be presenting. And so for something like the Mommy Dearest edition, we want to make sure that whoever's presenting has a range of stories to tell about their relationship to their mothers or maybe even if they have children now, like how their perspective has changed.
Awesome. I would love to hear from the point of view of actual, you know, of mothers and their perspective over the years of what they've watched their kids do. You know, I'm sure my mother would get up on stage and just go, all right, I'll be up here for an hour and a half.
everyone take a seat.
So yeah, and I'm an only child, so you know that's definitely, you know,
she has a lot of ammo.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd pay to see that.
Oh, I'm sure she's got a ton of ammo. There's no question about it. So yeah, I'm a weird kid. I'm a weird kid now. And I'm a left-handed only child, so that's two strikes against me. So, how can people mortify? Talk about the website a little bit.
Sure. So the website is your source for finding out information about upcoming shows, different cities that it's in, and in addition to the website, we have Mortified Chicago on Instagram, Mortified Chicago on Facebook, and Mortified Chai on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And those are different hubs where people can check what we're up to and everything. And, you know, you can even, if you think you're going to be in another city, I was visiting LA once and they happened to be doing an LA show. So I was able to catch the show. So they have information on all the 17 cities around the world. And if you are interested in getting tickets, you can go to Mortified or go to sleeping-village.com and pick up tickets. And the Mother's Day show is going to be May 10th, and we are going to be selling tickets for that starting pretty soon.
Very cool. Very cool. So that's all of that is, you guys are well represented on the internet.
We got it all.
So very cool. So it's Mortified Chicago. And again, we got more here to talk about. If you want to jump in with your mortified stories of romance when you were a teenager or a kid, 312-981-7200 is the phone number for Talk and Text. 312-981-7200. And the Mortified Doomed Valentine show is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at Sleeping Village on Belmont. Marnie Shore and Annie Kaler are here, and we have more to talk about. 312-981-7200 is the number if you would like to share your mortified teenage stories of romance. 312-981-7200. More of the Nick DiGiglio show is happening as we continue. This song. The Anti-Valentine's Day show here on 720 WGN. And it's Anti-Valentine's Day throughout the morning here, night in the morning, 312-981-7200. After midnight, Kurt Braunholer, the really funny stand-up comedian, is going to join us. He's got some great anti-romantic stories to tell. We're going to talk about breakup movies and breakup songs. And we got a regular Friday features coming up. And if you want to jump in at any time and share your anti-Valentine's Day sentiments, it's 312-981-7200. And the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. In studio with me, Marnie Shore, Annie Kaler from Mortified Chicago. The show is tomorrow night, almost tonight, because at midnight it'll be the February 14th. Mortified Doom Valentine show at Sleeping Village, where people get up on stage and share their actual teenage stories and journals and pictures and memories of how embarrassing it was to be in love when you were 13 or 14 years old. Now, Annie was kind enough to share one of her mortified teenage in love stories, so it's only fair that Marnie share one as well. Do you have any?
Gosh, if I had a story of teenage romance, my life might have turned out very differently. Yeah. But, you know, I was a teenager who did a lot of community theater.
Oh, boy.
And, nice. You know, not only are
you... I know there was a reason I liked you.
And, you know, not only are you spending most of your time with people over the age of 45, if you do community theater, you know, it's just not a place where a ton of teenagers congregate, but those teenagers who are there are not necessarily looking to date you as a girl. And I think I learned that through much trial and error as a high schooler.
Yeah.
So I wish I had a story of teenage romance, but mostly that involved me having scenes in plays where I was forced to kiss other cast members on the cheek, which was at the time for me very scandalous.
Wow.
And I wasn't even quite sure I could nail that moment, you know, like kissing on the cheek. It just had to look natural, and I just don't think I knew how to do it yet. So that was like a lot of pressure.
Yeah. So besides the community theater thing, did you, when you were in school, did you have a crush on any boys?
Oh, every single one.
Oh, is that right? Was there anybody in particular that stands out?
Well, it is funny because I had a very big crush throughout junior high and part of high school on my friend Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam, you know, we not interested, but we stayed friends, and we were in band together, and we were in classes together, and we stayed friends throughout high school and college, and eventually, he sang at my wedding. He is an opera singer now.
That's so sweet.
And so he sang at my wedding in 2015, and he sang at our other friend's wedding in 2019, and that's kind of become his tradition. So he's there for us every step of the way, even if he never became my boyfriend.
That's great.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's great. So what about, where'd you meet your husband?
College.
Oh, in college.
Yeah.
Okay.
We met like basically the last week of college. So technically it's a college relationship, but not really in the way that you might think. Like we never dated in college. It was like we were heading out the door and it's like, oh, nice to meet you.
That's nice.
Yeah, just in the nick of time.
There you go. That's nice. Annie, are you married?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I'm pretty single. Yeah, thanks for asking.
All right, let's. We got some folks are calling in here. 312-981-7200. We're talking about being mortified as a teenager romance. Mortified Chicago is the group, and the Mortified Doomed Valentine show is tomorrow night at Sleeping Village, starting at 8 o'clock. Here's Greg on WEG. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, what's up,
Annie?
Are you
Greg,
my
Uber driver?
Whoa! Oh, I was hoping. Hello.
This whole idea is so fascinating to me. I said I'd listen on the radio. I did, and I've got a story to share.
Okay.
Perfect.
So I lived in a dorm my freshman year of college, had a buddy down the hall who had a sister that was just a knockout. And so I really worked the angle with him for a long time. I didn't really want to be friends with this guy. I still remember his name was Micah. And Micah, his sister would show up probably once a week, really worked that angle, finally said, let's double date. And so we went on the double dates. I had all these smooth lines written down. And I proceeded to spend the entire double date talking to Micah.
No.
Never said one word to her after she got in the car the rest of the night. We went all the way to another town. We watched a movie. It was Dumb and Dumber. We even went and got like ice cream afterwards. I didn't say a word to her. I was so mortified that all I could do was focus on Micah for support, and then we dropped her off.
Oh, man. That's at least you got to see Dumb and Dumber.
A classic.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Sounds
absolutely.
Like
I mean, we still had a good time, but just a wasted opportunity and so embarrassing because I had to see her. On campus, probably every second or third day.
And she knew it was a date.
Oh, man.
She knew you were supposed to be on a date.
Yeah, absolutely. I was supposed to be on that date with Micah, turns out.
But I guess.
Anyways, you're doing great, Annie. Thanks for letting
Thanks
me
for
on.
Calling
All right, Greg, take care. That's your Uber driver.
Yeah. I told him about it on the way, and he's like, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
Sounds
well,
good.
Well, I'm glad he tuned in. That's awesome. Here is Bruce on WGN. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, Nick, how you doing today, man?
All right, buddy, go ahead. What do you got?
I got a good story for you. So I still remember this like it was yesterday. I was in second grade, like in the early 80s, and I remember, you know, you can pass out all those little Valentine's cards back in the day, and I was in love with this girl named Jennifer. You know, blonde, curly hair. I was just, you know, in love with her. And for whatever reason, every kid was able to bring in, like, a gift for a boy or a girl, too, you know? And I grabbed the wrong one, and I opened up a Barbie doll. On accident, you know, all the other boys were opening up Hot Wheels. I got a Barbie doll, and I was so upset. I was crying. The whole class, including this girl, was just laughing at me and pointing. And to this day, I thought, man, if I'd only opened the Hot Wheels, you know, maybe life would have been different or something, you know.
But could have been together forever.
You never know.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, that's great. That's great.
She laughed at me. How do you laugh at somebody?
Brutal.
What are you gonna do? All right, Bruce. Thanks, man. Thanks for sharing, Barbie. Barbie has scarred that guy for life now. That's it.
Forever.
You know, he mentioned this thing that we did in grade school was Valentine's cards, or little Valentine's for kids. I always found that to be weird because, you know, like some kids would get a pile of them. It's like the episode of The Simpsons where Ralph Wiggum didn't get one.
Oh, poor Ralph.
And she felt, then Lisa felt bad. And she gave him one, and it said, "You choose me." And then he falls in love with Lisa because of that. And,
there you go.
But it's just, that's so universal, because I always thought it was weird.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
Like, you know, when you guys were in school, did that happen?
So by the time we were in school, they had changed the rule, which I think is pretty well advised. You could bring either zero Valentines or enough for every single person.
Sure. Yeah.
And you had to address them to everybody in your class, which made it a huge job, but, like, you know, then you're not the person who gets zero.
Yeah.
But that's how, the way to do it. That's the correct way to do it. Now, I'm much older than you guys, and when I was a kid, it was one person gets... You know,
that's ruthless.
Yeah, no, it's terrible.
No,
and when that Ralph Wiggum moment happens and you don't have any Valentines on your desk and everybody else has like five or six, it's horrifying.
Yeah.
It really is.
And then everyone
is.
Sees it, too.
Yeah.
Like, you can't
and
hide
people
that.
Go, look at this. You just didn't get it. Tom, when you were going to school, did they have that wonderful?
You had to get it for everybody.
Yeah.
It had to be for everybody. And somehow I still was always a few short.
No. No. They got lost on the way to school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure they did. Yeah. I am sure they did.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Tom, do you have a mortified story about being a teenager in love?
Yeah. I was like the king of the mix CD.
Mix CD. That's how young he is. Not a mixed tape. Not a mixed tape.
Much less work to put
mixed
together.
CD.
I have too
okay.
many yeah, stories yeah. like that, too.
So, long story short, I made this mix CD because I had discovered High Fidelity and the rules of making, you know, a great mixtape, all that all that kind of crap. And made a mix CD for this girl I liked, loaded it with all the weird, you know, I guess I thought it was weird indie stuff that I was like, oh, yeah, she'll really appreciate this, all this kind of stuff. Gave it to her. She was really nice to my face. And then later I got a text like, oh, we were chatting on AIM, on AIM, on AOL Instant Messenger, and she says, your music taste sucks. She said, oh, he made the dumbest CD for me. What is all this crap?
Oh.
And I was just destroyed.
No.
I wanted
that's so mean.
That's awful.
It's the one time that communication has not helped a relationship.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Yeah. I was like, all right, cool.
Oh, that's
person.
Terrible. Even if you don't like it, don't say that.
No.
You know what I mean? Be, you know, if you, okay, this is the worst mixtape I've ever gotten in my life, but I'm not going to say it to the guy's face.
No.
You choose one track that you kind of like, and you say, I really liked that song.
Yeah.
And like, then, that was a fun surprise. I've never heard that
throw
before.
The CD out.
You don't have to listen to it.
Right.
No one knows.
Mortified Chicago, Marnie Shore, Annie Kaler, thank you guys so much. Mortified Doomed Valentine Show is tomorrow night, February 14th at 8 o'clock at Sleeping Village, 3734 West Belmont. Is the website just mortified.com?
I think it's getmortified.com.
Getmortified. Okay, getmortified.com for more information. Marnie, Annie, always, it's great to have you. Always, Marnie, love to have
you.
And we want to do some food stuff with you soon.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And tune in later on when I'm doing the beef stick beef jerky challenge.
Oh, yeah. I need to know which one to buy.
Yeah.
Which ones to buy.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.